State Senator Hans Zeiger joins us from Pierce County, Puyallup, Graham area. Why? This is the first day of the legislative session. Now, here's how government in Washington State works. The legislature meets every year, but only for part of the year. That's when they go into session. Odd-numbered years, I believe they go into session for 105 straight days. And then in even-numbered years, like 2020, they go into session for 60 days. That begins later today. And, of course, we'll set the stage for the 2020 re-election campaign for many legislators. Hans Zeiger, of course, has been, I dare say, a lifelong devotee of this station, this program, and we're very grateful, and went on to do many great things in life as a House member and now a senator, and probably very soon going to be joining the Pierce County Pierce County Council. But right now, of course, heading back to Olympia this morning. How are you, Senator Zeiger?
Good to be with you, John. Thanks very much for having me.
I appreciate you making the time. Here's what's very interesting and different as you go back to session. In 2017, 5% of the voters, 5% thought that homelessness was the most important issue. According to the Elway poll, as you head back to session today, 31% believe it's the most important issue. Now, let me add to that, that the governor, I mean, this is finally on his radar after all the years he's been in office, says that he wants to spend about $300 million from the state's emergency account on housing the homeless and affordable housing. And yet, in that same Elway poll, while 50% of the people say, yeah, that seems like a good idea, he's not going to raise taxes, 44% said no, which suggests to me that growing numbers of people are saying, no, this is not an issue that's going to be solved with money. This isn't about we don't spend enough money. What do you think, Hans Zeiger, because you've been very involved in this issue?
Well, thanks, John. You know, the good news as far as our budget goes is that we've got a big surplus this year. And we're talking about like $800 million that we were not anticipating when we put the budget together in 2019 that we have to spend this year in the budget. And so there are some things that can be done to move the needle on homelessness. But, you know, the reality is we're spending a ton of money on homelessness already, over $1 billion a year in the Puget Sound region. And we ought to be prioritizing to do things that work as opposed to just throwing money at the problem. You know, the governor wants to take $300 million out of the rainy day fund, which I think is highly irresponsible. That's not the purpose of the rainy day fund. And we ought to be prioritizing within the money that we have in a surplus, but also within existing resources, and redirect some of the money that we're spending irresponsibly toward things that are actually going to get results.
Well, right now, I think a lot of people just believe so much money has been squandered and has been poorly spent. As you point out, $1 billion in funding of all types, public and private government money at all levels in the Puget Sound area. Yet now, this is an issue that is number one on people's minds in both parties across the state.
Yeah, which is amazing. During most of the time that I've been in the legislature, I was elected in 2011, coming off of the recession, and most of the time that I've been around Olympia, the top issue on people's minds, I think, has been jobs in the economy, and that's still still a big thing. But homelessness has really emerged as the top issue that people are talking about, and people want their legislators and their local government officials to address. And we've got to step up and do something big. And you know, I think one of the things we can do in a big way is redirect some of the existing money we're spending toward what's called homelessness diversion. When somebody shows up in the homeless intake system, we ought to do everything at that moment to get them the help that they need to get their life back on
Okay, so let me ask you, this is the same question I ask everyone, Republican, Democrat, regardless of where they, what office they hold. Much of the problem with street homelessness is caused by drug addicts who are homeless because they spend all their money on drugs and break a whole series of laws to maintain that lifestyle, which governments are increasingly letting them do. And when they let them do that, more people flock into those areas. So what do you do with a homeless drug addict who doesn't want treatment, who doesn't want to quit using, and who doesn't want to go to a shelter if it has rules?
There is a bill that Senator Steve O'Bannon is proposing this session, Senate Bill 6109, and I hope we pass it, because what it would do is create a special guardianship program. It would be known as a court-appointed resource executor, and somebody who's struggling with drug addiction would be able to get help more likely. Somebody who's out on the streets in a bad situation, a family member could petition the court for temporary guardianship of a loved one to establish a treatment plan. And that would be a real step forward in this state. We have.
What if they don't want treatment?
I think at the end of the day, people have to take ownership of their own journey, their own recovery. But there are some things that the state can do, that that our local governments can do, to help people get into recovery. And the reality is, much of how we deal with addiction right now is really just sort of full. The system is full of holes. I mean, we've just got gaps all through the system, and we need to repair a lot of those gaps. And there are some things we can do in the short term, some tools we can provide, like that bill that Steve O'Bannon has proposed. I think we've got to pass that this year. That'll be a tool that family members who have loved ones out on the street can really put to use.
You say we have an $800 million surplus. The legislature has $800 million more than they thought they'd have. That sounds to me like you could finance a tax cut. Give the people back some of their money, which they've been giving more and more of to Olympia, even as you've been running surpluses in the state capitol, as you know, Senator Zeiger, for the last 8-9 years. So let's start with $30 license tabs.
Well, there are three things we need to do coming off of 976. And regardless of what the courts do, we ought to pass car tab relief in the legislature. That's what the legislature did 20 years ago after $30 car tabs were held up in the court, and we had to follow that example. Governor Gary Locke signed that bill, and we can do that now. Unfortunately, the governor has already indicated that he doesn't want to sign that kind of legislation. I'm very disappointed about that, because I think that is just...
That really gives you an idea of how far left the Democratic Party has gone, doesn't it, Hans?
It does, and it you know, I think in this case, even if somebody voted against 976, there is some sense in acknowledging what the voters have said, and it was passed strongly, and in my district, it was passed overwhelmingly, 71% of the voters, and I come from what I consider a swing district that, that has probably as many Democrats as has Republicans and a lot of independents, and so you've got Republicans, Democrats, and independents supporting 976 when you've got a percentage like that. So we ought to start by that, and really that ought to be the first thing we do this session. We ought to do that this week, pass car tab relief to acknowledge what the voters have said. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that that's going to happen, but that's what we should do. The second thing we should do is reform Sound Transit, and we should have done that a long time ago. I'm not sure we would be in this situation. I'm not sure that 976 would have passed or would have even been on the ballot if we had taken action earlier to reform Sound Transit. And that means using Kelley Blue Book for valuation with the MVET. That means using having an elected board to govern Sound Transit, to have more accountability and to have the public pressures that we really need brought to bear on that out-of-control agency. And then the final thing we ought to do is take some existing sales tax revenue from the sale of cars and move that out of the state operating budget over into the transportation budget to backfill what would be cut under 976. And I think that's just a responsible thing we can do. We don't have to make these deep cuts that some of the Democrats are talking about. And we can set ourselves up for some responsible transportation funding in the future.
By the way, while you're talking about license tabs and transportation money, I'm looking at how the Democrats have kind of set the table, where they are still trying to raise taxes, and they are trying to raise the price of gasoline, in this case through what they call the low carbon fuel standard, which will raise the price of gasoline up to 57 cents a gallon over a decade in exchange for what, Senator Zeiger?
In exchange for very little of that I could, I mean, I think it would basically be, you know, this effort to save the planet, which is that's a noble goal. But when you actually look at whether it's going to do that, there's very little evidence that that's actually going to make a difference on climate change. And furthermore, the money is not going to benefit the public in any measurable way that people are going to be paying on their energy costs. And so Senator Steve Hobbs, a Democrat who's the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, has been opposed to a low-carbon fuel standard. He says if we're going to do something on carbon, we should have a carbon tax, and it should go to transportation. And so that's the start of a conversation about what's the future of transportation funding, and that's fine. But he's also able to stop this in the legislature at this point in time, which is which I think is very helpful. But now you've got this unelected board, the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, that is putting forward a low-carbon fuel standard proposal, which I think is highly problematic when you have an unelected board that is basically saying they want to tax us within our region. Huge constitutional issues there. Problem, I think, that the voters and the citizens.
Have you seen the polling numbers on people who consider themselves Republicans, Democrats, and Independents? Democrats, 41% of people consider themselves Democrats. 24% consider themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is, Senator Zeiger?
Polling numbers with regards to
the Elway poll, how people self-identify politically.
You know, I think this is an independent state. That's my read on Washington State.
It is mine, too. So why are Democrats ahead 41-24?
You know, I think things follow national trends sometimes, but I think that's subject to change. And I think we as Republicans in this state have an opportunity to show that we can put forward a program that's going to win over a lot of the independents. And I think, frankly, a lot of the Democrats who can see that we've got some common sense solutions. I think we can prove that we've got better solutions when it comes to homelessness. We've got better solutions when it comes to transportation, and we're going to respond to the will of the voters who have just sent a very strong message that they want lower car tabs, they want accountability for sound transit, and they don't want their taxes to go up. I mean, we look at the advisory votes that we just had on our ballot and the huge number of taxes that the Democrats passed in the 2019 session. I hope that at the very least the Democrats are paying attention to those advisory votes and saying,
no,
maybe we don't want to. We don't want to pass all those pass additional taxes in 2020.
Have you seen the numbers on Jay Inslee? Everywhere outside Jay Inslee, again, this is a Democratic state, as I just outlined, and yet Jay Inslee's popularity ratings are abysmal. Outside King County, almost 60% disapprove. So one would think this would be the perfect opportunity to launch serious competition against Jay Inslee, beginning with an assertive legislative program that basically puts him on the other side of most independent voters. We got 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Well, John, I hope people will keep in touch with us as legislators this session. We have a lot of lobbyists running around who have a lot of different ideas about what we ought to be doing with our time and where we ought to be voting on issues. But we need to hear from citizens and send us emails, call our offices, come and visit us in Olympia. We need to hear from citizens.
Thank you very much, Hans Zeiger, from the Puyallup area.